Dreaming of a wine.
All right. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas. I really wanted to do
hope
one
everyone had a good Christmas.
Christmas Day.
But what'd you do for Christmas? I mean, I watched Santa Inc.
Did you go to Olvera Street?
Yeah, Christmas Eve I went to Olvera Street, nice. Philippe's Olvera Street.
They're open?
Yeah, I mean, it's dead. Like, everyone's, you know.
Those poor people.
Everyone's pretending
it
that the world's ending
again. It makes
me
feel bad, because the Latinos are the most Catholic of them all. And you're like, oh, God. You're making them fucking make you macaroni salad on Christmas Eve.
I know.
I had a real white trash Christmas.
Yeah, tell us about your Christmas much like The Fighter.
Yeah, it was so I have an older brother who's he's like 6'4" and
he's a huge dude.
Can't stop calling me a faggot.
It's
a family tradition where he sits around and has like four white Russians and then starts calling me a queer.
It's like if Buzz from Home Alone was like R-rated. I swear to God, if you fucking go into my room, you fucking faggot, I'll fucking kill you.
But he's like 40 and he's like 6 foot fucking four. And I swear to God, and like, so this dude has been doing, been terrorizing me for like 15 years. And it's gotten to the point now where I'm just like, I just disassociate. So I invited him and my mom over for Christmas Eve and we had Chinese food and watched Tommy Boy.
That's nice.
Yeah, it would have been nice if it was me and my mom, but he was there, and it was just like, well,
did he just move back to town? Huh? Didn't he, like, lose his job or something? He's, like, back in town.
Yeah, he's back in town.
So it's kind of, there's rough circumstances.
But here's the deal, pal. I've had very rough circumstances.
True.
But
no,
I've overcome.
You haven't been milked in over a month.
I haven't milked in a while, and we see se puede, you know. What does that mean again?
Yes, I can. Yeah, exactly. I remember it from the Cheetah Girls on Disney Channel. I was like a kid. I wanted to bang the Cheetah Girls.
Oh, the Cheetah Girls are hot. Remember the Cheetah Girls Bratz dolls? They made like dolls, horror dolls.
You know, so many fucking kids were just coming all over their faces.
You should go.
Their sister's room.
We
and should just hate jacking watch off all over the Cheetah Girls.
We
dolls.
Should hate watch the subreddit coming on figurines.
Okay, we'll get to that.
Yeah, anyways,
that's
a good one. So,
so
I'm sitting there, and we're finishing up dinner, and I'm sitting there, and my brother's been just antagonizing me all fucking night.
And how so? Like, what is he?
I said I got a bottle of Four Roses back in my place, and he's going, that's shit whiskey.
Uh-huh. Shit like that. Okay.
Yeah, just dumb shit like, who gives a fuck what you think? Shut up. Also, Four Roses is fine whiskey.
Right.
It's, like, definitely better than Jack Daniels.
I've never heard of it, actually.
Four Roses, it's if you go to a bar and you see that they got Old Forester, Dickel, or Four Roses as their well whiskeys, you're at a good bar.
Okay.
Like, that is a good bar. Like, Shortstop has, Little Joy has Four Roses as their well whiskey. And I was kind of like, whoa, that's nice. Like, Four Roses...
Okay.
Is a good bourbon.
Sure.
Definitely better than, because most places have like Jack Daniels or Zachariah Harris, and you're like, okay, well,
right,
you're going to have a hangover with that. So I, so
he's just, he's you know,
he's
good
being
socks.
A cocksucker.
This sucks.
Oh, and he's just constantly calling me gay. And like, here's the thing.
Yeah, he's the type of guy that makes a lot of like really lame gay jokes.
Yeah, and I'm way less gay than him.
Which isn't saying much, but
I know I'm more gay than him, but I'm more confidently gay.
Right? He's latent. It's a more latent homosexuality.
I'm a pathological homo.
What does that mean? That it's ingrained in you?
It's ingrained in me. It's natural. He doesn't get that stuff. It's unnatural.
Sure.
For him.
Right. Yeah. Of course.
You know.
He doesn't.
So. Yeah, so I'm sitting there, and I go, and we have, my cousin has a boyfriend, George, who is Mexican.
Was there a tension all night?
Oh, intense tension all night. He's just getting drunker and
just
drunker.
Slice
He's just
it.
Drinking vodka and vodka. Mm. And my mom is just sitting on the couch going, why do you still talk to your ex-girlfriends? And I'm going, oh, mom, calm down.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
You know, they're not going to hurt me anymore.
But do you?
I talked to Stacey.
Stacey, right?
I talked to Stacey. I was with her for 4 years.
Not the one in Atlanta.
No, I haven't talked to Atlanta. Yeah, okay. I'm never going to talk to her again.
Yeah.
She was a succubi. Anyway, so Stacey's a good woman. So I'm sitting there and I'm talking about Ryan and
our friend from high school.
Our friend from high school.
Ryan Insa, whatever his last name was, he was the biggest troublemaker at our school. He got suspended. He got kicked out of the graduation ceremony.
Yeah.
He did tons of things. He was crazy. He went on to become a cop.
Well, he's a cop now. Well, the thing is I remember hearing him get dressed down by Mr. Brang,
who was the dean of discipline.
Mr. Brang pulls him out of class and goes, "You got kicked out of here? And you fucking went to CV, and you got fucked with at CV, so we let you back in here, and you act like a fucking faggot. You act like a fucking faggot, and you're not going to prom."
Yeah, he said this.
He's saying this. Teacher is telling, he's screaming at, and he's leaving the door.
We went to an all-guys Catholic school where the teachers would literally call you faggot.
They would call you faggot. They were allowed to do that. And they were allowed, and God let it happen.
Yes.
And they would leave the door open.
With God's approval.
Jesus said, because of Leviticus,
yeah,
you can call a child faggot.
Jesus, anyway,
and he left the door open. So, anyways, I'm telling this story about how Ryan and Slanko went to CV and then got kicked out of CV, and then my brother goes, to my cousin's boyfriend and his brother Javier, who are like, you know, Mexican fellas, mm-hmm. machismo.
They're at Christmas here. Yeah.
George has like a flannel on. He's got like George has like a braided ponytail. Like pretty tough.
Uh huh.
But they've been getting along with me way better all night because I'm the Latino whisperer, you know.
Of course, yeah.
Don't of course.
Man. You're the Latino whisperer.
I'm really good with Latinos.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, so I'm sitting there, they get along with me all night. And here's the deal.
The Latino whisperer.
Yeah. No, so I'm sitting there and I'm talking to him and we're just having a great time. And but my brother's jealous.
So
my brother goes, "Yeah, CV's the school I went to." And mm-hmm. I look at my brother and I went, "No, you didn't. He went to the magnet school."
Did he go to CV? Yeah, no, he
played
did.
Football at CV.
He went to one of the special, where there's a building on the campus where
he went to a separate school for the smart kids.
Okay, yeah.
And I was like, "You didn't go to CV. You went to fucking magnet school." Mm-hmm. And he goes, "Oh, but I played football at CV. The hard thing, you fucking faggot."
Oh, Jesus.
In front of my mom. And I'm going, and I look at him and I go, "Fuck you, faggot." And then I look away, and all of a sudden I hear my head just go poof, and he hit me.
He hit you?
He hits me in the side of the head, and my ears ringing. I hear beep, and he fucking.
Closed fist?
Not
punch?
Closed fist, just bah,
oh, he just slapped.
Just but
smacked your head.
I could have gone deaf.
Yeah, it's like in high school cut when me. We would get hit in the fucking head, but. every morning.
He fucking hit the side of my head. And then I remember I just looked at him, and I had a half second of looking in his eyes, and I just grabbed my fucking drink, and I just fucking throw it in his face.
Yeah.
I throw it in his face, and it's like a cranberry vodka, and it gets all over his shirt. But in that half second, I was going, here's the thing. Everybody always says, like, you just got to kick his ass. And that's the answer.
People say that. They go, like, "Oh, I kicked my dad's ass, and our relationship's the thing been great is,
yeah, no, that's the thing. It's like, I don't want
it's not
to kick
it.
My brother's ass.
It's
I don't want to fight my brother. I don't want to be violent with my brother. I don't want to ever be violent with someone in my family. Mm-hmm. I don't want to start some Cain and Abel shit." But I and in that split second, and the thing is like, my dad calls me later, and he's like, "You better stop doing this. You two better stop doing this." I'm going, "Dad, it's all fucking him. Like, mm-hmm. it's insane. I've never been antagonistic towards my brother whatsoever." But it's like I throw the drink in his face, but in that split second, I was like, I should just, you know, when you get that World Star Hip Hop, just the fucking right, left, on his fucking face. But I realized, like, it's at my cousin's place. She's got a nice bench. Mm-hmm. My brother's a fat fuck. He's going to break the bench.
Mm-hmm.
Number one.
Oh, he'd go through the wall like the Kool-Aid man.
Fat fuck. He's a big fat fucker.
He'd go through
he's
that
so
fucking
fat.
Wall.
He's so fucking fat.
He's really big.
His thighs are so big.
He's
like
really big.
Ham
he has
hops.
Like Krabby Patty thighs. He looks like when Squidward ate all
but
those Krabby Patties.
He's like 6'4 and he's got weight behind him. But the thing
is
like.
He's a big dude.
If I can, he's a big boy. And I remember just sitting there and in that split second, I was like, okay, what else can I do? And I just threw the fucking drink in his face. But then I remember him looking at me. After I threw the drink in his face, and he went, John, you need to cool off.
Oh my God. He did that. He's a psychopath. Oh,
he's a psychopath. He goes, John, you need to calm down. You need to go in another room, John.
Dude, this is
John, you need to calm down. And then he tells my mom that I called him a faggot first.
Oh my God.
He starts manipulating my mom and manipulates my dad. My dad thinks like, and I'm like, no, that's not how it happened.
This is like
and
Hamlet.
Javier. Oh, it's insane.
He's like a Shakespearean character. Like,
he's a absolute predator.
You need to watch out, John.
Relax. No, well, what's going to happen?
Relax.
So tomorrow, I know. That
relax.
Stuff, that stuff, yeah. So tomorrow, I'm going to send him a text basically hey, I can't have you in my life. I can't have kids. If I have kids.
Don't even bother sending that, man.
No, my sister's like, you need to let him know in clear language what you're thinking. And my sister's going to call him afterwards and then be like, this is unacceptable. I've been treating John for 15 years. And like, this is the third time he's like struck me. And like, I'm like. I know.
Jesus, I didn't know he hit you other times.
He punched me in the face and Marina Del Rey in the eye. He fucking pushed me down a stone concrete staircase.
The thing
and
that's
punched
weird
me
about
the
this
face.
Is you guys, to people listening, you didn't like grow up with Charlotte. Like,
no, Charlotte.
There's no reason for him to have these this like deep seated anger towards you. Like, you guys weren't competing
he's
in high
9
school.
Years older
he's
than
so
me.
Much older than you.
He's older. It's insane.
It's actually creepier
he just
that this is going
the
on.
Fuck
yeah.
out of me, and I got I'm totally psyched out by him. And like, so it's like, oh fuck, I just can't deal with this shit anymore. So I told my dad, I was like,
was your mom like,
my mom was
crying and shit. I mean, that's yeah, it's
inconsolable.
Just
ruined Christmas. My mom hasn't. I was quarantined last Christmas because I had coronavirus. My brother was in Connecticut. This is the first time we all had a Christmas together in like 2 years. And like, my mom, of course, my brother decides. By the way, my brother can't stop calling me a faggot whenever we're together. Always making gay jokes towards me. Constantly.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the thing is I like last time he did was at Thanksgiving at my sister's and there was a gay man there and it was extremely embarrassing because he wouldn't stop and he's 40,
mm-hmm.
40 years old.
Mm-hmm. That's really
40
bad.
Year old man That's who can't really read bad. A fucking room. The guy was talking like this and it's like, you can't read the fucking room.
Mm-hmm.
Just
wow.
Gay jokes are fine. Just keep it amongst, you know, me and Dev.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's okay. We gay bash each other. But it's like, I was telling my sister that, too. I was like, I make gay jokes to my friends all the time.
Yeah.
I've made out with men.
It's not a... When we make gay jokes with each other, it's... We are never at risk of me cold-clocking you.
No.
Somebody hitting
but
somebody.
But, like, also, like,
there's
I'm,
a deep-seated sibling thing going on here.
There's a
weird jealousy or something.
Closeted homosexuality with
you know?
My brother. And, like... And,
oh.
Yeah.
Huh.
That's what I think it is. But, like, the thing is like, the thing is, like, I'm...
Your brother looks like
I consider myself straight.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'd hope.
I've done gay shit. I've never had sex.
I don't hope. I just think you are. I mean, you talk about sex all the time.
Yeah, I just
women.
If women didn't exist, I'd be fucking men constantly. You know?
Sure.
That's how it
is. Uh-huh.
Sure. Like, okay, this is my theory. So if women didn't exist, I feel like it would take you like a couple. You would either never have sex again,
mm-hmm.
Devin Costa, or you would like. It'd take you like 10 years to fuck.
I'd get there. I'd probably end up banging some hairless Asian boy.
Yeah, exactly. But like me, like if women, if women stopped existing, it'd be like a month and I'd be fucking guys.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. You're a little closer to the edge.
I'm a little closer to the edge.
Yeah.
I'm just like,
month. You kind of can't wait to
I'm
going to
find a slippery little ass that I'm going to get into. And that's what I'm going to do.
Right.
That's me.
Uh-huh.
I'm fine with that. I'm on the spectrum.
Sure.
I'm on the sexuality spectrum.
The worst part about being gay is is the sex with a man. It's just, that's got it.
I just,
you
know
what the hardest part for me to wrap my head
men's,
around.
I've fucked women's asses and they smell.
Yeah.
After a while, you get that juice that comes out.
I don't care about that. It's the fact that at least you like the shape and the hairlessness.
Well, I've seen
ass.
Some shapely male asses.
Well, yeah.
But the thing is there's no, what I would miss most about women are the micro expressions. The things that let them know they're feminine, you know what I mean?
Oh, right. Well, but all those
the
other
titties.
Those micro expressions that, aren't those are real micro.
But
how did that? Did you just like leave yelling?
So
or, like,
I no. My brother left the house, and then I sat for like 2 hours with my cousin.
He left like immediately.
Yeah, my mother took him out, and I sat like 2 hours with my cousin, and she was going, you know, I'm sorry. I'm going, it's fine. It's fine. I just, this is like shit. I just don't, Devin, every week there's something mm-hmm. new. And it's like, I can't catch a goddamn break. So I just, but I'm
your doing brother's it. Jealous of you. And
I
all
had
your...
to hacksaw through a moldy fridge the other week and carry it out on my
He's
fucking
really
back.
Really jealous of your lifestyle.
My lifestyle.
You got two
well,
jobs. It's not,
well, the thing is, my
you
lifestyle.
You live in a
fucking,
rat infested apartment.
There's rat shit all over. And you know, it's like, you know, but
I saw you sawing through the chain on your fridge.
I had
and
to
then
saw
it's
through
all
the chain. And then I
it.
Had to saw through. So, you know, the bit at the top of the fridge with the swivel arm.
Yeah.
With the door, the bottom swivel arm. I didn't have the tools. Not, I needed a socket wrench that had like a long bit on the end of it. You know, those ones that like,
yeah, you couldn't you go, get that. So yeah, I saw you literally sawed.
I
through.
Sawed through the bottom of it. And fucking, so I could get it through the threshold of the kitchen because it wouldn't, the fridge wouldn't fit through it. And I got a respirator on, you know, and like, I'm taking this thing down the stairs. I'm taking a refrigerator down the stairs, moldy fridge full of black mold down the stairs by myself. And I just remember turning around and seeing my neighbor and she's trying to take the trash out and she looks at me. And I look back at my work, and I turn around, and she has just turned around and done the 360 and gone back.
She didn't want
like,
anything.
She didn't want. I got the respirator on. Like she didn't want anything to do
She's
with
like,
it.
She's like, I don't know what this guy's
and,
up
yeah,
to.
Exactly. And I was just like, you know what? And also, it's overwhelming. I have a house. I have a house.
Yeah.
It's not an apartment. It's a house. I don't know what. Just I need to make a list tomorrow and. Of things to buy.
When's Jordan moving in?
He's coming back the 1st. Okay. I need 31st. I need to make a list of things to buy, like shower curtains. You know, things you don't think about.
Sure, sure.
You know, like stuff, pots and pans. And, mm-hmm. and
milking tables.
Milking table.
You know, the essentials.
I need to get jacked. I have no hose right now.
None?
Zero hose.
Did you quit your other job yet? Is it over?
Oh, it's over on Friday. But I have like,
how's that
I
going?
Need...
Are the women there? You think
they're
you're going to have a better
pies.
Chance
they're
at them
cutie.
Now
you
that
know
you're leaving?
Weird. You know what's weird though? There's a couple women there who would like, you know, sleep with me and, like that.
Mm-hmm.
But like, one of them's young.
That's fine. You
know, no.
How
want...
young? We talking? Here?
20. I don't want.
Oh
them.
Yeah.
You know, it's just
you don't want them to talk about how much they love Disneyland
she's
for
nice.
A whole date.
She's nice.
I love Mickey.
Yeah, she's nice. You
sure.
Know, she's just a sweetheart. And I'm just like, I am so beyond what
being
you
with a
need
20-year-old.
And what you want. Like, it is wild.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know,
they're not even people, really.
No, they're like babies. And it's like, and I'm sitting there and I'm just like, you know, that's cool. And, you know, and but and then there's the really attractive ones who, you know, and I hung out with one that was really attractive. The other, I listened to country
from
music.
Work?
Like, yeah, from work. I listened to
How
country
old is she?
Music. She's like 27. I listened to country music in my car for like 2 hours, and she's really pretty. And it was like, you know, I was like, I just wasn't attracted to her anymore. I'm weird.
Why?
Right now. I have a weird stint.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do? Can't force
They're
it.
They're cool. Dude, you know what's cool, though?
If you it's forced like, your feelings on
no,
her.
No, no, no. You know, the coolest part about this is, though, is like I'm seeing ladies as friends now.
That's
for
not
For the first
cool.
time in my life. No, that is actually sick as hell.
Maybe. I don't know.
But,
not sure, sorry about that.
You know, yeah.
Yeah, after work, when the job ends, you going to be calling them up, hanging out?
Yeah. Well, the best thing to have is a bunch of ladies in your corner. You know, if you want to get other ladies.
I guess.
But also, kinda. Like, ladies are fun. They're fun to hang out. I love hanging out with Ida.
Yeah.
I love hanging out with Ida and Jacqueline. That's like,
well, that's
because
you
I
know.
Feel like I could
that's
because
you know there's
like
no chance.
No, 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 not at all. No, I like. I feel like I can be more like open with Ida and Jacqueline in ways that I can't be open.
Well,
with.
You have that. That's what makes you pretty gay.
I'm yeah, exactly.
You have this.
I could
like,
be.
A thing.
I want to like, say I could be gayer.
You
with
like.
Ida
you like genuinely like hanging out with girls and talking yeah. about like wallpaper.
Well, that's
and,
the thing is I like talking about like fucking like. Art and I could talk with Ida and Jacqueline about things I can't talk with. I mean, like I could talk with you about it, but you just wouldn't be interested.
Sure, sure.
Yeah. So there's like interior design, or
right,
like
I don't...
or like bands, some bands that you just don't give a fuck about.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But also, I just like being. I. You know. I don't know. It's weird.
What are you gonna do? Well, anyway, I hope things work out with you. And
yeah.
Your,
you know.
Your
fuck
brother.
Em.
You know.
what do we got queued up here?
Did you see...
Look at the Joe Biden say Negro.
I've seen that. He's talking about Satchel Paige and the Negro
it.
Leagues.
Just play it, though.
It's wild.
Did you see him not know what Let's Go Brandon means? He got prank called on Christmas.
Who's Let's Go Brandon? What does that
Let's
mean?
Let's go. What?
I don't know what the fuck.
Let's go Brandon. Wow. I'm kind of surprised. You really are working too much. It's like a thing that the right has come up with that means fuck Joe Biden. When they say let's go Brandon, it means fuck Joe Biden.
I didn't know about that.
It's been around for 3-4 weeks now.
Wow.
So here, watch this. Somebody, this guy called in. I guess the Bidens did some sort of like Santa.
Is that his wife?
That's his wife.
God, I'd love to fuck her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd probably kill her if you fucked her.
Is she old?
She's
player. She's up beautiful. There. Full screen this shit. Full screen it.
Oh, wait. I don't know what's going on with the fucking sound. Hold on.
I got a good vibe going on right now. I'm fucking killing it. Oh, let me give a quick shout out.
Yeah, give a shout out to
another guy who hit me up who he said, okay, hold on. I'm going to read this to you. Give a quick shout. This is how I gain loyal soldiers. Nicholas Strachan. He said, get that hog, man. You don't have to explain your manly needs to those two cucks.
Get that hog, man.
This guy rocks.
Keep hitting me up. Anyone who hits me up on Instagram.
John is turning into an egomaniac.
I'm an egomaniac.
Keep hitting him
up. Keep hitting me up.
He loves the fans.
I love it. I love it. John, JohnBadd, man. John Badman, like John Goodman. Hit me up on Instagram. I expect to get at least 7.
John Badman.
John Badman. And I will give you a shout out on the podcast as a loyal soldier.
You hear that?
In the John
You're
Army.
You're a lucky man.
Base Ben.
All right. Guy. Check this out.
All right. Go ahead. Oh, she's
pretty. I hope you have a wonderful Christmas. Well,
she's fine for somebody that doesn't know what planet she's on.
Yeah, I hope you guys have a wonderful Christmas as well.
Merry
Christmas. And let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon. I agree.
So he said, "Fuck Joe Biden." It's like a national joke at this point. I mean, it's sad to watch. He's so old. It's like, Jesus.
Did you not see the Northman trailer?
No, I didn't.
Oh my God, you haven't seen it?
What is the Northman?
White people are back.
We're back. What are they doing in it?
Oh, Devin Costa. It's the guy who directed The Lighthouse and The Witch.
Oh, I did not like The Lighthouse.
Did you like The Witch?
I don't know what that is.
Full screen this shit. I just know.
All Northman.
Okay.
With Will
full screen.
Defoe.
Full screen.
All right, all right.
Behold.
Okay, so there's. It's like Game of Thronesy. Yeah.
He's here.
Ethan Hawke.
Oh shit, Ethan Hawke's in this, huh? Oh, of course, Nicole Kidman. She's in everything. She's playing Lucille
That's
Ball
Will
in this.
Defoe.
Okay, this looks pretty good. Anytime a trailer has those drums in it, you're in for a real wild ride.
So
one day this kingdom will be yours.
Thank you, Father. My king.
Thank you. Thank you for overlooking the diversity hires, Father.
Oh, no diversity in this film whatsoever. Bjork's in this.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Father!
Uh-oh. He was just shot with an arrow by the bad guys.
That's Bjork.
I can feel now.
Is that Hawk? Who is that?
No, that's Hawk.
No, that's Hawk.
Hawk's all shot to death.
I'm going to avenge you, Father. I'm going to save you, Mother. I'm going to kill you, Fiona.
Hell yeah. Who's the bad guy?
Fiona.
Who's this guy, though?
That's Alexander Skarsgård. It's him
as
an older man.
Oh, Skarsgård. Fuck yeah, dude.
Look at this shit. Watch.
He's just trying to get Nicole Kidman to like rape her again, like in Big Little Lies.
That's his mom.
Oh well.
Yeah.
Same
chemistry going on right now.
Why would he stow away to such a hellish place?
To find what was stolen from me.
And what is that?
The kingdom.
You've stolen my kingdom.
Between kindness for your kin. For your enemy.
Oh, that's that Anya Joy Reed,
so hot.
Or whatever, with their big eyes.
They have the cunning to break their minds.
And night by night,
watch this.
We will carry out my pledge of vengeance. I will avenge you, Father.
I will avenge you, Father.
Oh, shit, he caught the fucking spear. Yo, this looks amazing, actually. Nicole Kim is just being all
Look
hot.
At him, let him go!
Oh my God. Just guys killing each other with hatchets. Just white excellence.
I'm gonna be real with you. If the last scene is a fight that takes place on a lava flow, Viking fight that takes place on a lava flow, I will shit myself.
I don't even
Dude, when
like
he caught
shit
that
like
spear,
that. I don't like anything like that.
Let's
that
go back
great.
To that.
He caught a spear.
Catching the spear. Hold on, let's go back to the spear.
Okay.
Wait, I got it. Here we go.
Okay. You're watching the spear. Okay.
Wow. That was the coolest shit.
He throws it right back.
I can't believe you didn't watch that. I posted it in the group chat. I was like, white people be back. It was Jason me that responded. It was like, it looks rocking.
Have you, I was thinking, you see this Don't Look Up movie with Adam McKay?
I tried to watch it. I literally had it on. Yeah. I've been watching Narcos Mexico.
That's
the season
much
three.
Better. This is
phenomenal, fucking amazing.
Don't Look Up
is
just the
Flacco arc is amazing. But I tried to watch Don't Look Up. I literally had it queued up. I was gonna start it, and then I was like, no,
dude. I think maybe on the Patreon we should maybe hate watch like half of it and comment on it.
That's a good idea.
That's a good idea, right? Good Something idea. Like that. Maybe The Matrix. I heard The Matrix is terrible.
You have to see The Matrix.
We can't watch stuff.
You have to see The Matrix. My mom would love that. We got to see The Matrix. My mom.
I hear it's terrible.
Yeah,
mom,
but she'd like
mom
to just
it's
see
bad.
It. She'd like to see
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah. I'll watch anything with your mom.
All right, good.
I'll come over. I'll watch Geely with your mom. I don't fucking
We should
care.
Watch Pootie Tang. Pootie Tang's my mom's favorite film.
Really?
Isn't that amazing?
That's great.
My mom loves Pootie Tang.
Why?
We used to watch Pootie Tang like once a week as a kid.
Wow.
My mom loved, growing up, my mom always watched Chappelle's Show and like Pootie Tang.
You know who directed Pootie Tang, right?
It was Lucy K.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Did you see Neil deGrasse Tyson trying to ruin Christmas as he does every year?
What'd he do?
Something. He was posting all day about, he goes, if people left carrots, celery, and hot tea for Santa on the table instead of milk and cookies, I bet he'd be much, much thinner. He posts a picture of celery and carrots. It's like, you're such a fucking asshole, Neil deGrasse Tyson. Like, nobody cares. Hey, why don't you fucking come up with a scientific equation that tells everybody why people walk away from you mid-conversation?
Wait, hold on. Santa North Pole weighs the same as ever. Everyone else loses the centrifugal force, which peaks at the equator. There is a 150-pound person weighs half...
He did another one. Here, look at this. He's deconstructing reindeer. Santa doesn't know zoology. Both male and female reindeer grow antlers, but all male reindeer lose their antlers in the late fall, well before Christmas. So Santa's reindeer, which all sport antlers, are therefore all female, which means Rudolph has been misgendered. God, he sucks ass. Can't you use your powers for good, you dorky idiot? This but so lame. He does this all the time. There will be a movie.
You know, it's like
there will
like,
be a movie. It'll be like Day After Tomorrow. He'll be like, actually, there is scientifically no way a tsunami could overtake Manhattan.
You know, it's just I haven't thought about Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Good.
In like five.
I know. Years. It was a little fodder for the podcast. I wasn't trying to genuinely relate to you. You fuck.
Sorry, I wasn't enthusiastic about that one, Kevin Costa. You really tried to hype me up on that one, too. You got
I was
really
like, right? Come
passionate.
On, John.
Come
I know,
on, John.
I know you hate nerds.
I don't give a
and
fuck.
You're like, I don't care.
All right. What else can we hate watch? What's a sick thing? Oh, so
did
I
Did you...
Have,
well, what were you going to say? What were you going to say?
I've been in contact.
With what? With who?
The new Delta Avengers.
What's that?
A Nigerian terrorist group.
You've been in contact with a Nigerian terrorist group?
So I want to take a trip to Nigeria.
Really? Is that next?
I'm making money.
Yeah,
I'm making money. I'm like, summer, I'm going to Nigeria.
That's
for
what
weeks.
Every person wants to make money so they can go to Nigeria.
I'm going to Nigeria.
On your motorcycle?
No, just on the plane. So I'm going to fly out there. And I'm going to go to the Delta, the Nigerian Delta.
Is that like the Mississippi River of Nigeria?
It's one of the most, it's where the Congo River, I believe the Congo River flows out into the Atlantic Ocean. But it is one of the largest natural gas reserves in the world.
Oh, so are we going to fucking, have we been?
We?
Has America been fucking with them?
Oh,
trying to take.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right. So
petroleum companies?
We starting all sorts of little civil wars and shit.
Insane. Oh, yeah. Not civil wars. Just like, there's been like an oil leak in that delta for like 40 years. It's just ruined the ecology.
Okay.
People just dying.
Yeah, there's like elephants with nine
elephants.
Eyes.
Elephants. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And like those floating cities on just like oil. And they're just, it's people just suffering. Uh-huh. Just absolutely suffering.
Oh, that's great.
So, it's good stuff. So,
No, don't leave this. I want to watch this later.
Hold on. Go look up YouTube.
Nigerian.
Niger Delta Avengers.
All right. Well, I can't type in Niger without getting a.
You're okay. It doesn't have two G's.
Niger Delta Avengers. So yeah. Oh, boy. These guys look ready to go.
Oh, yeah.
Ugh.
In this tutorial, we're
shut up.
Just get the YouTube,
shut up,
bro.
Whore. Here we go.
The conflicts in the
look at these
Delta
little terrorists on
the
boats.
1990s. And have been rumbling 1990s.
They've been around
years.
Since the 90s.
30 years.
Wow.
For a share. Hell yeah, baby. These are my boys.
What do they do?
They blow up pipelines.
Oh, nice.
They fucking slap, dude.
So they just get in the way of...
Blow up pipelines and then steal the oil and sell it back and then use the money to blow up more pipelines.
Nice.
He and tens of thousands of his comrades laid down their weapons in return for a monthly allowance.
Look at this guy. Is that one of the members?
So I'm trying to learn Nigerian pidgin.
It's called pidgin.
Pidgin, yeah. It's kind of because there's so many tribal languages in Nigeria. There's like one pidgin English they all speak. So like you go like, howdy buddy, which is like how are you?
Uh-huh.
Or like
so they kind of speak English, but there's like a weird
it's
twang
like pirate
to
English.
It.
It's like pirate English. Like, howdy buddy, me paddy, which is like how you doing, my friend?
How you doing, my friend? Interesting.
Why you bring me wahala?
What's the wahala mean?
Trouble.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
You want chop?
Interesting.
You want chop?
I would just talk like a
you want
black
chop?
Guy from America. I'd be like, man, what you motherfuckers talking about?
Well, that's the thing. Is like, it's kind of racist because you have to use like a Nigerian accent.
Yeah, you have to like do the accent.
So you say like, my favorite thing I learned was God don't butter my bread. Which
God
means,
don't butter my bread.
It means I don't have any money, man.
Wow, that's so money, deep for such a simple
God
response.
God don't butter my bread. You want chop is, you want some food?
You want chop?
You want chop?
Let's go get some food.
This is kind of a dope language.
It's sick as fuck.
You want chop?
I'm
going to start saying that.
I'm going to start speaking. So let's go to the meat and potatoes of this video. Let's get to the guns.
Does he kill this white journalist?
This journalist is a pussy.
That'd be the meat.
God. No, this is lame as hell. There's a naval base.
I can't even look at the word Niger on my computer without feeling like I'm about to
get
in trouble.
Don't worry. They attacked a naval base. Oh, here we go. This looks like a movie. This is them fucking up a Nigerian naval base.
Damn, they're just fucking firing.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Shit's like Captain Phillips.
Look at him.
Whoa. Wow. Holy shit. These guys are lighting them up.
Yeah, they mean business, man. They don't want you in their fucking delta.
Damn, that kicked ass.
So, wow.
So you want to go there? Where
so
all
I'm gonna go there.
I'm
gonna meet the new Delta Avengers, Nigeria Delta Avengers.
Nice.
So I'm gonna meet them.
So you contacted one of them?
I haven't contacted any of them yet. I'm lying. I was exaggerating.
Oh, okay.
I'm an exaggerator. But so I went to so that was in Belize, I believe.
And that's a part of Niger.
Oh yeah. Belize state. So this is one of the southern states that's on the Delta. So I started looking at Belize state.
Yeah, I keep thinking we're talking about like Mississippi. You're like, that's the southern part of Delta.
The southern part of the Delta. So I went
God don't butter my bread.
God don't butter my bread, my friend. Why you bring me wala?
God don't butter. We should watch Blood Diamond tonight.
We should. Fuck, we should hate watch Blood Diamond. We should love watch Blood Diamond.
No, it's a great fucking
Well, we gotta love watch some things.
Sure. We can only really like do Hate Watch movies on the Patreon because we'd get kicked off.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. I think if you want to watch us Hate Watch films or anything join substantial, you should join the Patreon. And I'll tell you right now, Devin and I have been Hate Watching things for 10 years.
It's the one thing I'm confident in of being a master at. And I think people have seen a shift in the podcast with us watching things in the last about month.
How many subscribers you got? On the Patreon.
It's not.
Like 60?
Great. It's 100.
Oh, you don't want to
100.
Be. Oh, really?
7 or something.
Fuck. That's fine.
It's okay.
Good job.
It's weird because there's really not that many people listening. So a lot that are on the Patreon.
Well, they just want to support you. But the thing is like, you know.
And if thank you.
Yeah, that's great. But like,
tell people about this, you know.
Devin and I and Joey.
We are masters at watching things, pausing it, and shitting on it. That's the only thing I'm confident in.
The only thing
I'm
unconfident is your ability to pause it and shit on it.
So, no, I could watch great things and be really excited. But you said Blood Diamond's
great.
We
should start with Four Brothers.
Oh, God.
We should watch Four Brothers.
I love Four Brothers.
So.
I love Four Brothers. Is one of the greatest movies ever made.
So
Mark Wahlberg just fucking stopping a
inner city game
in
who's
Detroit.
The white kid?
I got the rock now. I got this motherfucker now. He just stops a bunch of black people playing basketball, and then he pulls a gun out. It's great.
So the Rock's the ball, right?
Yes.
Okay.
In just getting that clear. Black culture, the Rock, it's the ball.
So you go on Instagram, you could look up. I looked up Belize State. And then I looked it up, not by profile, but by location. So then I looked up the location, the people that are tagging Belize State, Nigeria, as the post they're making. And I found a couple, like, popular kind of student groups or media groups that, like, if you paid them money and you were, like, a rapper in Belize State or, like, a hot model or something and you wanted to show yourself off, you'd pay them, like, $20 and they post you in Belize State. It's, like, a local thing.
Uh-huh.
So I started following them, and then I immediately hit them up, and I was like, hi, I have questions. I'm from Los Angeles. I run a successful podcast.
Really? He said successful. That's funny. What if he kills us over it? He looks it up. He goes, they got the 100.
We have a bunch of guys in here with life jackets and machine guns.
They go, you said successful.
Well, it's 75 cents a day.
They break all the teeth in my mouth shoving a barrel of a shotgun. I'm just screaming. I'm like, so I'm not good at self-promotion.
I'm great at it. So I hit them up and I go, I have some questions. And they're like, okay.
Ooh.
And I'm like, what do you think of the Niger Delta Avengers? And they're like, one guy was like, well, my people are being marginalized. And the Niger Delta Avengers are like, he was being very riding the line about it. He was like, you know, there was a flare that lasted for 2 months. I was like, what is a flare? And he's like, a pipeline was on fire for 2 months before the government put it out in the region. And like, the government gives us no assistance. The Niger Delta Avengers are kind of, these people are good at English. Like, these are kind of a natural reaction. And I was like, how hard are they to meet? And he was like, easy. And then I was like, if I went there, could you introduce me? And he's like, sure.
Mm.
And then I hit up another guy, and I was like, what do you think of Niger Delta Avengers? And then they're like, can you FaceTime me? So I'm going to FaceTime him soon. But I will meet these men.
Wow.
This group of men.
You got to start documenting all this stuff, John. You got to
start a podcast.
Turn this shit into something.
I'm going to start a podcast.
I don't know anybody else that's like at their waiter job, like, hold on, like, I'll get to table 7 in a second. I'm just texting the Niger Delta terrorists.
So I'm going to do this. I'm going to start doing this. And then, I think, you know, stick with us for like a year. This is to the people listening.
Oh, right.
Stick with us for like a year. You're going to start seeing some very fucking cool shit.
Yeah.
And very funny, very interesting. And, you know, it's going to be great.
We're going to be fun. You know, as long I already bottled this shit, so I can't stop now.
But, what do you mean, bottle?
It'd be nice. It'd be nice if people could share it. I mean, you know, I'm spent over.
Tell your friends.
I just had to join SAG.
He joined SAG.
It's not fun.
He joined the Film Actors Guild.
Fag. That's the great one of the best jokes
ever. Why don't
ever.
You get a little bit more drunk with me?
Yeah, give me a shot here.
Are you done with your?
No, everything. Nothing's like really good. Like you get, I just got extorted by SAG. I got
how
an,
much they make you pay?
I got a role.
Oh yeah, you
that
can't
role,
see
I don't
the first
talk
role. You're
yet.
Good, and the second role you got to pay, baby.
This one, it's the third. The third one they go must pay. So I literally couldn't do I couldn't do this thing that's really great and positive for my life and one of the cooler moments of my life. I literally couldn't do it until I pay these cocksuckers $3,000. I just lost $3,000.
Did
that
you get health
don't
insurance?
Have. I don't know. No, I want to keep. I want to keep on my poor people insurance.
Okay.
People act like health insurance is like free. No, I just still have to pay.
You'll be in a Scorsese movie before you die. You know that, right?
Dude, I mean,
you know that, right? You're gonna be in a fucking Scorsese.
Don't know that.
Yeah, no, you're gonna do it,
dude. He's not got that much let long. He's old. All right. I mean, that'd be the only thing I'd ever care.
Think about. I'm not gonna say anything about anything, but think about the degrees of separation.
There's quite a few.
Not as many as most people.
Just because of the actor that I'm going to be in the scene with? He's not even associated with Scorsese.
He knows people that are.
But I'm just a small, I'm like a I'm just a little boy in this scene.
You'll be fine.
I don't think he's going to.
You should bust the little boy joke out on him.
Yeah. I should. I can't wait for it to be over because then I'll start talking about
our
30s are going to be. I don't want to say anything right
our
now.
Our 30s are going to be a complete glow up, Devin Costa.
I think so too.
Oh,
it's been going all right. I'm 29 and it's already been
everything's
starting
sucked
a
for
little
the past
better.
5
I mean,
years.
It's weird
we
that every
through we kept our nose to the grindstone and we're killing it.
Well, it's weird that everything I've ever wanted isn't happening and all these things that I never expected are like, oh, well, I guess I act. I just made videos because I know I like it. I don't mind, but I always made videos to be. I wanted to make it online and have a YouTube. And I'm like the most criminally. I'll say it. I am the most criminally underrated comedian on the internet. I mean, it's if you look into me, it's
I agree.
I've had to come up with certain types of stress responses to thinking about it too deeply because it drives me crazy. I make things. I don't know. My YouTube stifled everything.
But Devin, you won't be criminally underrated for long.
It's weird. Well, I don't really. I would happily not be a part of the industry and all this stuff.
No, Devin, you did it. Bud.
It's a joke. There's a gnat here. I'm hitting.
But the other thing is, like, I'm looking back and I'm like, oh God, the things I say on this podcast and all that stuff, and then I just don't give a shit anymore.
What are you?
I don't give a fuck. I'm bowling through life.
Do you know how? You know what? Like the amount of
fuck
time
these people. Fuck them.
Your GM at a job would be like, I listened for 30 minutes.
Oh, he would have fired me immediately.
Yeah, they're
but
not.
But also,
doing
like,
shit.
Fuck. I'm more worried about like my career in the future. But also, I don't give a fuck
anymore. You'll be fine. Listen, you're contacting terrorist groups.
I'm contacting terrorist groups in Niger Delta. Well, the Niger Delta is going to be one part of it. I'm going to go to Sinaloa, baby.
What's that? Is that Mexico?
Mexico.
Oh,
I've been watching Narcos Mexico.
Uh-huh, you're really into Mexico.
Guanajuato, Mexico. Ooh.
Do you want to go visit our pal Brian with me up north in the next couple months?
Absolutely, and I'm going to go on my motorcycle.
Okay, so you can follow me and I'll drive.
I'm going, I don't want to reveal too much, but I'm coming into
Did you get the motorcycle? What's going on?
No, I'm coming into a large chunk of cash.
Whoa, what happened?
Like 5K.
How? What happened?
I'll tell you later.
Okay, all right.
But I'm going to get a bike.
Nice.
I'm going to get a bike.
Great.
Is it I'm going to put like $2,000 down on a bike. No, shut up.
Oh, all right.
But I'm going to get a motorcycle, and then with the first, when I start my own podcast, I'm going to do, I think we should create a network.
Yeah, people have said that. Why don't you just start your podcast, and then we'll just both.
Because like, you look at like
we'll
the Philadelphia
cross,
guys.
We'll just cross promote. They don't have a network. They just cross promote.
They do. If you listen to fucking Matt and Shane.
They're like, we're on this network.
No. They don't do that. But Matt and Shane have, here's the thing. I've been listening to Matt and Shane's podcast for.
I love those guys.
For 3 years. Like, not since the beginning, but I remember like listening.
You were
to them
one of the.
Early,
you told me
early.
You hit me up like 3 years ago, and you were like, "There's these guys that just like
very
talk shit
fucking
about
funny.
Comics,
very fucking funny." And yeah. I remember really, really being a fan of. I was Uber driving in San Diego 3 years ago, three-ish, four-ish years ago, and I remember listening to Matt and Shane's podcast when it was like, I want to say like 16 episodes deep or something, and I like, they had this one episode that just fucking killed me. Every 10 minutes, they were saying something that was hilarious, and I love those guys. And then Matt started getting into like psilocybin and it got kind of boring a little bit. But then like I started and but then that part of him became more endearing to me. And then they have a guy, Ryan Shaner, who's on his podcast.
Heard
a lot.
Of that guy, yeah.
Ryan Shaner, he's a comedian out of Philadelphia.
I love all Philadelphia pod. The like Philadelphia I love pods I love the Dad Meat guys, I love
fantastic.
Matt and Shane, who I haven't met, but I met Tim Butterly of the Dab.
Because I thought you met Matt.
I met Matt like in passing, but he had no clue who I was. I was just talking to his friend.
He's a.
But he seemed really nice. Everyone was really nice. I love all those Philly guys.
I hit his. I subscribed to his brother's.
Those
Patreon.
Philly guys have such an interesting. Like they're all just so
genuine. Yeah,
and
that is creepy. That
and
we
they
both
make
just thought
it's really weird. It's but they all like just support each other, and it's so it makes me I'm so jealous of that because out here I'm a lone.
You're a lone wolf
I'm
on
a
an
lone
island.
Wolf in L.A. It's like this city sucks, and I'm from here, so it's weird. I have this like pride, but nobody's around, and I love those guys. They're always like. They just like bring their like normal friends into the podcast.
If you haven't listened,
we were watching the fucking Eagles game with Dewey and Skeeter.
Yeah,
and like, and then they just like have Dewey and
my
Skeeter.
My favorite
on the
episodes
show, like,
are the
they're
the,
great.
The
they're
Matt
like
and
all
Shane,
funny and
the Matt and Shane episodes where they have his brother Billy and his brother Billy's friend
and
Spud.
Like somebody named Spud, right?
Yeah, and it's phenomenal.
And then the guy John McKeever, who may
there's multiple McKeevers, which cracks me up.
He's responsible for all the Gillian Keeves sketches. He's the guy that like,
which are
makes
fucking
them.
Hilarious.
And
by
that
the
guy
way.
Kicks ass. And when I saw those videos, I was like, oh my god, like I love this, and all I want is there to be good content on the internet.
Phenomenal,
like sketches.
Dude,
I've been doing that
for dad
years,
only fans.
I really
sketch.
Respect.
Did
him
you
a lot.
See that?
Yes, I love the Trump speed dating one too.
So fucking funny.
The I loved the militia.
I haven't seen the militia one.
You haven't seen it's like a militia group meeting in the woods. And they keep showing up on their motorcycles and shit. It's really funny.
All I want to say is that like it was fun listening to Matt and Shane and seeing that evolution of him getting canceled off. It wasn't fun. It was probably horrific for the man, but like getting him canceled off of Saturday Night Live. But like
I think I don't know. I would like to talk to him about it, but I imagine it's the best thing that ever happened to him at this point.
Absolutely,
because he's
absolutely
doing the best stand up of his life. And he's a very popular. He's a popular person
to a minute
in
of his stand-up.
I saw a special. It was really funny. But I don't watch much stand-up anymore. But he's highly respected in comedy circles, and he also gets to make money doing shit with his friends online, which is like the goal. Like, what do you want to be like fucking? Alley-ooping to fucking A.D. Bryant.
Correct me if I'm
SNL.
Wrong.
I mean, stand-up. Your life's much better, I think now.
Stand-up is to comedy what silent pictures are to film.
Yeah, it's almost there.
It's almost there. And, you know, this is the future of... Well, it's like almost like, okay, we don't want the kind of 45 minutes, an hour of making jokes. They want you to be consistently funny naturally for 2 hours long. And that's what makes people happier now.
Well, they like you being brought into their life. It's like
a friend
simulator.
It is a friend simulator, and I want you all to know that we have the most powerful crew in Los Angeles.
He's right.
it's like undoubtedly so.
It's 100% true.
It is the wildest. We've talked about this.
I have the strongest friend group in Los Angeles, and that's not really saying much because nobody here, everyone here stabs everyone
in
the back.
What's the population? 10 million?
Well, yeah, but I'm saying
there's nobody who can hold a
flame. There's stronger friend groups. The only problem is they're all killing the other friend groups. They're in gangs and whatnot.
Oh,
there's much stronger friend groups in Los Angeles County. Some in the Crips, some in the Bloods, some in the MS-13. I would say those
are
close friends.
But they're not nearly as entertaining as us.
But no, they maybe it's, you know, they don't make as many jokes.
But
and if a joke goes wrong, somebody's arm gets
chopped. I think we got some fun stuff.
We got some good stuff going. Just please keep listening and tell people because it really only feels like there's no point in continuing when nothing changes. And some of it's my fault. I don't really know how to cross promote. I don't know who to like be on their podcast. They're all in the East Coast. I'll take a trip. I'll do dad meet and whatever else I can, but like I don't know how to do this. I'm just trying to be funny and just fucking post about it or tell people or
what is our last YouTube up to now.
It's not don't do this. It's horrifically depressing. It's like at 400.
I'm gonna be 488. It's almost at 500. I'm gonna be real with you.
Sucks ass.
I'm gonna be real with you. Someone very, 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 very close to me is a very, very successful podcast producer. And
okay, well, where is he?
She. You know who this person is. And I literally said, yeah, we're, you know, you get like 800 views an episode on your...
Hmm?
Do you?
On YouTube?
No, on your just straight up podcast.
Oh, it's, we get like 700 downloads. And
yeah, they were like, that's really impressive.
Like 500 views
on
YouTube.
Yeah, they were like, that's really impressive.
Yeah.
It's just going to extrapolate.
Yeah. It's super impressive.
It is. Most people get 12, you know what I mean? Like, this is very good.
Yeah. Well, they're not talented. No.
Devin is a...
It's annoying being...
Devin...
Being funny is obnoxious.
Let's see what comments we got.
Let's see what comments... Did you see this? Enough of that.
No.
We're good. We'll get there someday. We'll get there someday. It'll be fine. We're going to be fine. Hey. It's going to be fine.
All right, what did I see?
Did you see... you know Candace Owens is, right? You haven't been out of the loop that long.
She's got such a dope ass.
Does she?
Yes. Look up Candace Owens'
Candace
ass.
Candace Owens'
right now.
Ass, really?
God, she's fucking hot.
Wow, I didn't know she had a good ass. I thought she was so hateful of black people that her ass just like deflated out of to fuck with her.
Candace Owens' ass. I swear to God, she's one of the. It's insane.
She doesn't show it, dude.
Look at that.
She doesn't really show her body.
Come on now. Don't give me that shit.
She's
pal.
Like attractive.
Oh my God. Look at that fucking body.
She doesn't show her body.
Look at the contours, my friend. Go up. That. Boom.
Yeah.
Come on, Devin Costa.
It's all right.
It's all right. If I saw her at a bar and she talked to me, I'd shit my pants.
Yeah, sure.
Which we're going to go to after this. We're going to a bar after
this. Okay, all right. She looks like somebody that you meet at a bar and you're like, you're hot, and then she starts talking about
she's the hottest woman in
like,
a bar.
Oh, boy, all right.
And then I'd be like, whatever you believe, I believe.
Yeah. Well, okay, so she interviewed Trump.
Oh, no.
And Trump recently has sounded like the most rational.
What's he looking like nowadays?
He looks perfect.
God, he's stunning.
He's incredible.
He's a fucking lion.
Dude, he's unstoppable. And right now, he's the most rational I've ever seen him.
Well, he had a break.
He's making
sense. He's getting
sleep.
He's got 8 hours of
sleep.
And
this is the
thing.
Kicking it. She keeps trying to come at this interview with like anti-vax points, and she is not getting what she wants.
No, Trump's not anti-vax.
Listen
to this. He's not a retard.
It's great. Listen to
this. He's like, what are you thinking?
Where do you stand on these vaccine mandates? And obviously, I know that you are pro-vaccine. Obviously, you did everything you could to get this vaccine out. I know where you stand on
the
vaccine.
It was one of the greatest achievements. We did it in less than 9 months.
To be able to do that. But now it's taken a twist, right? It's gotten, now we went from, this is a good thing and people should have this option, to military men, you're going to have to resign because you're not getting this vaccine. Where do you stand on that?
Well, I stand on, forget about the mandates, that people have to have their freedom. But at the same time, the vaccine is one of the greatest achievements of mankind. We would have had a 1917.
She hates this.
Remember the Spanish flu killed perhaps 100 million people. Actually, it ended the First World War because the soldiers were so... A lot of people
it's crazy
don't know
that he was president.
Dude, he was fucking president, dude. He was president for 4 years.
Okay, let's be honest here. If he gets 4 years of rest, he's going to come back and be president again.
He's going to be president.
He's getting 10 hours of sleep every night.
He's going to be president.
He's getting his mid-time nap.
He hasn't been taking Adderall as much.
He's getting sleep. He's going
to
come back.
He's thinking a little more rational.
He's not
saying anything right now. He's like... She's annoyed. She thought he would be like, they made me come up with a vaccine.
The crazy thing is that like his fake tan is like visible in this interview.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy how he just doesn't give a fuck.
No, he doesn't care.
It was a terrible thing. There was no vaccines. There was no anything. I came up with a vaccine, with three vaccines.
He came up
all
with it.
Are very, very
he personally,
good.
He did it in his lab.
He was sitting there.
He's got a centrifuge spinning.
He was playing with ketchup from Carl's Jr. and ketchup from McDonald's.
He's like, he makes the Chick-fil-A sauce with the barbecue sauce of Burger King.
I hired the man behind the Chick-fil-A sauce to come up with the COVID vaccine.
Came up with three of them in less than 9 months. It was supposed to take 5 to 12 years.
And yet, more people have died under COVID this year, by the way.
I mean, it's a fake vaccine. It doesn't really help anybody.
I got the gnarliest COVID. Let's put that out there right now.
You got bad COVID.
I got bad COVID.
COVID.
Everyone I know has Omicron right now.
Everyone I know, too. I'm kind of
I was out there getting brain damage and couldn't smell anything.
Yeah. Everyone with Omicron is fine.
Yeah, they're all fine.
People will be like, I feel normal. Oh my God, yeah, it must be Omicron.
All my friends are Omicron. Look, like, COVID. I'm like, no, you don't.
They don't have the big kahuna.
Under you, and more people took the vaccine this year, so people are questioning.
Stop talking.
How, the vaccine so worked, but yeah. Some people aren't taking it. The ones that get very sick and go to the hospital are the ones that don't take the vaccine. But it's still their choice. And if you take the vaccine, you're protected. Look, the results of the vaccine are very good. And if you do get it, it's a very minor form. People aren't dying when they take the vaccine.
What about the masking of children? That's a big one for moms right now.
She had to cut him off. She goes like, I don't like that he's being rational and positive.
He sounds like any normal human being. That's the thing.
But that's why it's so crazy to her. She thought he was going to be Trump.
That's because these people have devolved as he's just kind of stagnated.
Yes.
And the thing is like, you know, it's...
It's perfect.
Well, we had some guy comment no commie shit on our fucking, because I was talking on our fucking Patreon the other day.
What did you say, commie-ish?
I don't know, because I'm a left leaning dude, but they don't understand. I'm like,
I don't respect commies. I mean,
I respect commies, but also like, I'm a single issue voter, and that is gun rights.
Right.
Yeah. If you try to take away my guns, I'm fucking done.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is like, these. Look at his fake tan.
He looks great. He looks great. He's killing it.
But the thing is
look at that stance.
Like, he seems very reasonable. Any reasonable person, if you don't want any reasonable person you ask to talk to who isn't a fucking, hasn't drank the Kool-Aid, is going to go, if you want to take the vaccine, it's fine. If you don't, I don't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I took the vaccine and it fucked me up for like 2 months. I'm not going to lie.
For 2 months?
Dude, I would get chronic bronchitis. Like,
I thought you got that from COVID.
No. So I had COVID, and then I took the vaccine in April. And every spring, I get really bad allergies, and I get kind of like a sinus issue that just inevitably turns into bronchitial infection. Like,
if you were like, dude, I got the vaccine, it fucked me up for like 2 months. I was sucking dick Monday.
Every fucking day, I was going to the bowling alley and the bathrooms and putting both legs in
the
shopping
bags. The guy that
blames
being gay on the vaccine. He's like, dude, I just keep sucking Ryan's dick.
I told you, I had bruising on my arms after I got the vaccine.
Really?
I had bruising. I had to go back to the stadium
and ask them what's going on
to the army captain who fucking
gave me like,
what's going on? He was like, it's fine. Don't worry about it.
Oh my God. Really?
Yeah. I had bruising on my arms. Oh, and then I immediately got
your period in Atlanta was horrific.
Dude,
I didn't know about this.
Fucking,
I didn't know the vaccine fucked you up.
Everything fucked me up in the last 3 years. I have not had a break. I'm getting hit in the head by my brother on Christmas.
Yeah.
I got to deal with a moldy
fridge. You're a faggot.
I'm a faggot. That's the thing. I have a moldy fucking, I'm apparently gay, and it's like, you know, I just want to be me. No one, the world's not letting me be me right now,
but
it's fine. It's fine. I'm going to get my motorcycle. It's going to be fine. Anyways,
you had bruising?
All over my arms. What? I had like 3 big bruises on each arm.
From the vaccine?
Immediately after getting the vaccine, I went to the fucking my ex's house, and she was like, what the fuck's up with your arms? And I had these crazy bruises on my arms. And I was like, well, we got to go back. And we drove all the way back to the Atlanta Falcons Stadium to see the National Guard who gave me the vaccine. And the guy was like, those look like trauma bruises. And I was like, no, they fucking don't. I'm fucked up.
Trauma bruise? Like, what are they hold you down and rape you while you got the vaccine?
It was like 28 like, days later. There was a bunch of rapist National Guards. But what? But the point is I got,
there's adverse effects.
Yeah,
it's not perfect, and it also doesn't cure COVID or anything.
No, it doesn't cure COVID.
It's the worst possible vaccine we could get.
I'm just not going to get it again because I had it already.
No, I'm not getting it.
So the thing is, I remember that spring, I usually get this really bad, I have horrible allergies. I get really bad allergies, and it turns into sinus infection. It just whoops my ass for like a month every year. But this year was especially bad. And I remember I had muscle aches, and I couldn't, like, get up. And it was, like, it was really bad. But the thing that really solidified it, that it was this vaccine fucking with my immune system, was my ex-girlfriend had the same exact thing at the same exact time. I remember our bodies were, like, burning. We had these crazy muscle aches. I remember we had to, like, massage each other. And it was just horrific. Yeah, the vaccine fucking blows. But the thing is like, dude, like, my grandfather had polio. You know what I mean? My grandfather had polio. He couldn't walk for the majority of his life. He got post-polio syndrome. So he got polio when he was a baby. And then he played tennis when he was 35 and then woke up the next day and couldn't walk. right? So, like, I'm sitting here and I'm like, okay, my grandfather, if he had the polio vaccine in, like, you know, 1938, whenever he was fucking born, it would have saved his life. He could have danced with his wife, you mm-hmm. know what I mean, at my father's wedding or some shit. And, like, you know, he was always in a wheelchair, and it really fucked his life up. He made everything work really well. But the thing is like, I don't like anti-vax people, because it's been bred in my head that anti-vax people, your grandfather had polio. The polio vaccine saved people's lives. Mm-hmm. So I can't, on a foundational level, be anti-vaccine, but I will acknowledge the vaccine is a rushed vaccine. It probably fucks you up, and it fucked me up, and, you know, but that's okay. And you know what? If this is life, you know?
Yeah.
That's what it boils down to. But if you don't want to take it, I don't give a shit. I'm not going to give you shit.
No, I don't. I don't agree with any villainization of people.
I helped a close friend fake a vax card.
Really?
Like, yeah. Like, I don't give a fuck. I helped a very close friend fake a vax card. I don't give a
for
shit.
For what? For where'd they have to show it?
School. I don't give a fuck. You know
what? No, I mean, it's disgusting.
You know what I hate more? You know what I hate more than these fuckers? The government. So that's what it boils down to. Anytime I'm fucking the government, anytime I'm fucking anyone in any position of authority, I'm killing it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the bottom line.
Nice.
Sick.
I fucking love hearing that.
I think it's a terrible thing.
That flies in the face of science. The kids have a virtual 0% right. chance of dying of COVID, and yet they're insisting on these mandates. I mean, I'm sorry, on these masking mandates.
There's
and
a
now
line.
Even
There's
the
a
vaccine
visible
mandates
line
for small children.
Face.
Oh, yeah.
What's going on there?
His face
it's wonderful.
Literally has like a mask.
It's absolutely wonderful.
I think what's happening is you look at the masks where Fauci and a lot of other people said masks don't mean anything. All of a sudden, he becomes a radical masker. I don't like to see the kids with the masks on. They're sitting in school. They have a hard enough time sitting in school.
Looks like China. I've been to China.
Well, and yet China's education system's a hell of a lot better than ours. You know what? They're rated two or three, and we're rated number 44.
He's not giving her anything she wants.
But masking children, I mean,
no, it's bad.
The way it looks, right? It doesn't look like a free country.
I'm against it.
You know.
Dude, he kept zigzagging. She wanted exactly like Trump, and he kept being like, nope, I'm going to juke you. That was really interesting to me.
She's beautiful. Oh, look at Ghislaine's dope boobies.
That's not Ghislaine.
That's
fucking somebody at Studio 54. It's John Travolta, and I don't know what the hell that is. That's odd.
We should watch 310 to Yuma on the Love Watch podcast.
I love 310 to Yuma.
Okay,
every
month we got to start fucking doing a movie on the Patreon, I swear to God.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Yeah.
We will.
Just got to do it.
Do a little Love Watch. Where do you want to go? You're trying to get fucking...
What time is it? How long have we been doing this shit for?
Kicked out of a place?
About an hour.
About an hour. I don't know, man.
Figured out. Did you see that Alex Jones's wife was arrested for domestic violence on Christmas Eve?
Did she beat him up?
Kind
of. I you know what? I sympathize with him because I got beat up on Christmas Eve. Christmas
you
Day.
Did? Oh, right. Right, right. No, I thought you meant like by your
His wife's kind of a stone cold fox.
She's hot for him.
He's a jack dude. Okay.
Yeah.
He fucks.
He looks great.
Imagine him fucking.
Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones's wife was arrested in Texas on Friday for alleged domestic violence. The right-wing founder of InfoWars. He's not right-wing. Yeah. Were people against the Iraq war right-wing? Okay. It's a private family matter that happened on Christmas Eve, Jones told the Associated Press. I love my wife and care about her. It appears to be some kind of medication imbalance.
I've been there, done that, buddy.
Medication imbalance. We've all been
He's
there,
He's a handsome
folks.
Man.
He kicks ass. I love
he
Alex.
He kicks ass.
He's great. I mean, he's, you know, he should apologize. Yeah,
Alex Jones, this
things,
is my theory. This is what I say about Alex Jones. He's 100% what he says. 90% of what he says is absolute horseshit, but the 10%
is will
on
happen.
The fucking dot.
There's 10%
on
of it
fucking
that
dot
will happen, and you should take notes
and
because that's your future.
We have a pattern-seeking brain as human beings. It's an evolutionary thing, so we can see patterns, right? And that bleeds into conspiracy. Conspiracy is not only natural, but 100% healthy mm-hmm. to a civilization, and we need people like Alex Jones.
I agree.
I'm sorry.
He is. I think he's 100% necessary.
The guys
who
did Zeitgeist, and you could do the left wing side of it. The guys that did Zeitgeist. Any of those. Anyone who is a conspiracy theorist is 100% necessary.
Everybody that hates him. He was talking about Jeffrey Epstein and the Lolita Express and all those all those fucking people and Little St. James fucking 15 years before it became mainstream and everyone just talks about Jeffrey Epstein now. You would have called him a fucking psychopath. People called me a psychopath when I brought up fucking I was bringing up Epstein like four or five years ago. I loved Pizzagate. I mean, not Pizzagate.
I remember there were times we'd go to Devin's house.
I thought it was funny, but I didn't believe in tunnels.
No, but now I believe in the tunnels.
Now I do.
These people are fucking children in tunnels.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like, but the thing is like, I can't be one of those people that's like, the tunnels are bullshit, but like Little St. James is real, you know what I mean? I'm not gonna do that. I'm full blown. Tunnels are real. Everything's real.
Probably is.
They're all real. Reptilians run the world.
Yeah.
Fuck it. The world's run by the only explainable way for the world to be the way it is that it's run by reptilian demons on the dark side of the moon. That's what it boils down to.
Reptilian demons on the dark side of the moon. That's the name of this episode. That was Pink Floyd's unreleased album.
That's the thing. Is fuck everyone.
Yeah, I agree.
I love this man. Look at him.
Look at him. Look at his wife. She looks like Harry. She's got the Harry Potter hat on.
She's like a woman I wish would match with me on Bumble.
Oh man, she's wild.
God, look at her.
Look
she's
at her.
Cute.
She looks cute. Her right eye in that picture.
I'd love to grab her and just give her a smooch. Just be like,
lift a little pecker up. Do a little peck.
Come here, lady.
Come here.
Come here, gal.
And she
just
can't
give her a little smooch.
She can't.
And he's going, grr.
She can't say that that's, you know, too aggressive, or else she'd look, you know, like she'd be, her base would hate her.
I need a woman in her 40s with, what's the eye makeup that goes like this?
I don't know. What do you mean?
Eye makeup.
Mascara?
Mascara. That's all I want is a woman in her 40s with a mascara. They'll just let me eat her out.
You want the mask? You want?
I want the heavy mascara.
You want it to run?
No.
Oh, because that's sad. Crying. That means something bad happened.
Something bad happened.
Ah, that's so weird. Every girl I've ever dealt with, their mascara is running. Well, anyway. Anyways,
are we done? What's going on here?
Yeah, we can wrap it up.
Listen, fellas, this was a
support the Patreon. It's been a rough week. Everyone's gone.
It's
so
fine.
I hope this was,
we run this shit.
No, this wasn't rough, but I was a little late on the Patreon. I got to upload the Patreon.
Fuck the Patreon
tonight. And then
we're gonna get okay. Tomorrow. Listen, it's just gonna get better and better and better. And tell your friends about us. Mm-hmm. All your boys that you fucking work at the loading dock with.
Tell everybody about us. We're a fun
time. You're listening to Gasolina
at
the loading
dock. Check out the latest video. The podcast video I made has about 138,000 views on Twitter. It's doing really well, and not a single big person retweeted it.
You're sitting there.
And that's very nice.
You're listening to this right now, and you're going, eh. You're going, I'm not going to do that.
They're not gonna.
They're going. I'm not gonna do that. Go, I don't
Devin,
need to do
listen,
that.
I already saw it.
I'm sitting there. It's like those people who, you know, they just don't just do it.
Just
It'll
do
be fun.
It. You're sitting there. Fun. You're sitting there.
I'm giving shout outs to everyone who hits me up on Instagram and
hit up John.
Hit
He'll
me
shout
up on
you
Instagram.
Out.
It's good.
All right.
Oh yeah. I'll see you.
God
you.
Bless.
Bye bye.